Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. Today I want to talk about where your soul guides you, where your guides and your angels guide you, and where you turn down those promptings. For example, have you ever thought, oh man, that person's going through a rough time, I should get them a card? And then you don't follow through, or maybe you're like me, you buy the card but then never mail it. Not because I didn't want to, but because I forgot. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. And then I send the card late and the person sends me a message saying they got the card and they were so excited to receive snail mail that they were so uplifted that I even considered them, even though that situation maybe had passed or I skipped the birthday or I missed maybe whatever it was they were going through, the illness that they got through, the surgery, whatever they were struggling with. I missed the mark on the date, but I ended up sending it later and it made a huge impact. That to me is moving, and that is spirit moving through us because that was divine timing. The other thing is, how many times do you see someone you're drawn to and you're like, I just need to talk to them. Like, I need more of what they have. I want what they have. I desire to live my life in the way they are. You're not a stalker. You're not a stalker. If you don't have someone that you're following as an example, as a leader, you're never going to find your true path. It's okay to want to mimic or copy people. It's the biggest form of flattery. I will never be offended when someone wants something I have or says, I just wish I could be like you in that way. And I can't tell you how many people reach out to me and say, I don't know why, but we're supposed to talk and I just don't have the money right now, but I promise I'll be back around. I must get 10 of these messages a day. The thing is, they all come back when they're able and ready, but that is following the prompting of your soul. Something in those people that message me saying, I don't know why I'm supposed to be with you or talk to you or work with you, but I am. It's not in my budget to do so, but I'm going to make it happen. They then turn around and manifest that session with me. And the ones that don't, they get stuck in that cycle of, I can't, I don't have it, it's never coming, I suck, I don't have the money. So, whether it's a card, whether it's an email, whether it's a text message, whether it's a reaching out, you need to find the people you need to reach out to, and you need to make a point to do the reaching out. Because in the course of our lives that are so busy and so drawn out, you can't put aside all forms of contact with other people because your life is too stressful or you're going through something. There's someone out there that needs to be touched by you in some way. And when you pour into someone else pours into you. I have lived in that space of, I can't afford it, or I don't have it, or I just don't have time. And that is so selfish. It is a selfish, dark place where negativity thrives. And that topic should be another podcast in itself. But you have to take the time to go where your spirit is guiding you, where your soul is nudging you. I'm a big thrift shopper. I love them. My family loves them. I have a friend, I tell her all the time about my little excursions thrifting. And she's saying, yeah, I really should do that. You know, I should go. You always get the coolest stuff. So a couple weeks ago, she calls me up and says, you're not going to believe this, but something told me to go into the thrift shop. And she walked in and she found this item, the statue that literally stirred her soul. And I mean like stirred her soul to tears. Moving, beautiful, amazing, fit her life, fit her situation. It was inspiring. It was lovely, and it is lovely in her home now. And she said to me, I just knew. I didn't feel like going, but I just knew I had to go. There was something I needed there. And sure enough, she came upon this little statue. And just like going to a thrift shop, your life is like going into a toy store or whatever kind of store you want to visualize. And it's urging you, it's nudging you, it's leading you to someone or something to be the messenger. I may not be the messenger for people all the time. They can be the messenger for me. But it does start with reaching out. And it is so important because this intricate divine connection we all share is what guides us to each other, away from each other. And it guides us back to ourselves. So when you have that feeling, when you have that nudging, like, I feel like I should go to the park and go for a walk, but I'm new here and I don't really know the park very well. Go, go. I have another friend. She's not a person who used to go to the park. Now she is, but she doesn't know the trails and she's very apprehensive, nervous, scared to do it alone. I asked her the other day when I went with her, have you ever been to the bridge? She said, no, I'm kind of scared. I want to walk, but I'm a little nervous. I said, oh my gosh, let me show you where this bridge is. So I took her down the path and boom, there's the bridge over this beautiful stream. Oh my gosh, this is an amazing space. Yes, it is. How did I not know this was here? I live right down the road. Right, because I am your messenger today. I'm the one that was supposed to lead you to this. So please let me remind you once again, when you have a prompting to reach out to someone, it's not just because you're supposed to give them a hello, make a greeting, touch their soul in some way. They can be a messenger to you. They can be the one that shows you the bridge. Don't be so cut off from people. Not everything requires hours of time being invested or tons of money being spent. Many things can just be very simplified and can be you just making a human contact. And in this society that we live in, everything has to be technological and online and out of touch. Make the time to touch another person. Make the time. Say hello to a stranger. Smile. Be happy. Be happy. When you're doing that, you're emitting a higher vibration. You're living in a higher vibration. When you're doing those things, when your vibration is high, when your frequency is set to that, you're drawing in more love, more joy. You're manifesting the things you're supposed to have in your life. You cannot simply bring change or manifest things you want that you don't have when you are refusing contact with other people. It doesn't work. I've been there. I've tried it. I failed horribly. It's an ugly place to be in. If you're in that place, reach out to me because I want to help you. I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast today. If you're a loyal supporter, you know that I love your soul. If you are a new supporter, I ask you to hop on over to Facebook and join my group, the Light Seekers Tribe, and stay tuned for the next podcast. Thanks and have a great day.